Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this is the reason you listen to 105.3 The Fan, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, because we have joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline the first round pick of the Dallas Cowboys, their new linebacker, Leighton Vander Esch. How you doing, Leighton?
Doing great.
Dude, it's really exciting to talk to you. We're the Ben and Skin Show, and the three of us are probably going to get an apartment together and be best friends forever. So this is a really exciting moment for you and for us as well. You've been on the station already. You're on last night. Now you're all kind of getting settled in. What does it feel like, not even 24 hours later? Does it feel different than it felt last night when you first heard the news?
I still don't know if it's set into me yet. I'm still on cloud nine, and I couldn't be more happy and just excited about the whole thing, and I'm slowly coming to realization with it, but it's awesome, and I'm enjoying every single bit of it.
All right, so you got to tell us about your nickname, Baby Giraffe. Is that something that is stuck around? Is that a real thing? Do people actually call you that?
So my freshman and sophomore year, that was kind of my name, or my nickname, I guess you could say, with how I was developing, because I was like 6'4", 200 pounds pretty much when I came in, so I was a twig. And I had some developing physically to do, and I did just that. And I mean, I was long and lanky like a draft. And my college coach, Andy Avalos, the D coordinator there at Boise State, actually gave me that nickname, and it kind of stuck and went through. And it died down this year, and I don't even know if anybody called me it this year as a junior. So yeah, it was good, and I mean, it was funny.
Okay, well, then let's talk about how your game has changed since you have grown in such stature. I mean, I don't know, at this time last year we were talking about you as a first-round pick. Obviously, you had an incredible year. You have like 141 tackles, something mm-hmm. absurd like that. You've grown into your body. How has your game advanced and changed from when you walked on at Boise State, right?
Yep.
So take us from walking on at Boise State to being a first-round pick of the Cowboys.
It's been a long process, a lot of long days of hard work. And always being confident in myself and controlling the things that I can control, not worrying about the outside stuff and things that are out of my hand, just keeping things in check and making sure I work as hard as I possibly can every single day. And I mean, it was a development process through those 4 years at Boise, and I mean, through my redshirt year and then my freshman and sophomore and junior year, it was there were some long days in there, but it was worth every single bit of it. And I always wanted to play in the NFL, and to get the chance to play here makes it even better.
Cowboys rookie linebacker Leighton Vander Esch on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I'd love to know your knowledge of Sean Lee, what you know about him as a player, and if you've had a chance to visit with him yet.
So I visited with him for about 20 minutes on my official visit here a little while back. And so I got the chance to talk to him and see what kind of guy he was. And you can just tell that guy is intense and he loves football. He has a defensive mind, and talking to him and listening to the way he interprets things and the way he gives it back to you, it was like, whoa, like this guy knows his stuff, and there's a reason he's as good as he is.
Talking to Leighton Vander Esch here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You sound like you may be of the same ilk of Sean Lee when we joked that he is a football robot. But if football is not going throughout your circuits, what kind of things are you interested in or might you be thinking about?
Well, I grew up hunting and fishing quite a bit when I was younger and still do to this day. So, I mean, any chance I get or if I have enough time to do so, I'm probably hunting and fishing. I like doing stuff outside. I don't like being cooped up necessarily. So getting outside, having fun, and enjoying the things outside, that's been a big part of my life and always will be.
All right, so you had 11 people in your graduating class, correct?
Yep.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so our producer, Kevin Turner, who got to interview you last night, he's from a small town, too, out here called Olney, but it's like a mega metropolis compared to like 400, right?
I think his was a town of 3,000
people. 3,000, okay. Yeah, we had 50 in our graduating class. Yeah.
So we out here in Texas, we've been talking about this, we have small town restaurants. We have Dairy Queens. Did you guys have a Dairy Queen there?
No, we have no chain anything in Riggins.
No chain. And so what do you guys do when you go out?
Well, there's a lot of restaurants in town, just local businesses that pretty much keep that town alive. And, I mean, when we go out to eat, we're going to one of those places and enjoying the locality of it.
What kind of a community is it? Is it a farming community? Is it manufacturing? What is the main business out there?
Probably outdoor recreation, stuff like that.
Yep.
It's a very outdoorsy place. There's a ton of stuff to do there. Like there, you could do pretty much anything you want to do outside. I mean, we got rafting in the summer. We got fishing, hunting, like everything, hiking. You can go camp anywhere on the river. In the mountains, do whatever you want, four-wheel, dirt bike, snowmobile, snowboard, ski, anything, you name it. It's definitely an outdoor recreation.
When did you start thinking or hearing that you might be a first-round pick?
I heard a little bit of stuff right as the season got over that it could be a possibility, and I had no doubt in my mind that I knew I was. And as time went on, it got more and more clear after the combine and actually going out there and showing everybody who I was, because nobody really knew who I was at that point. It was just I had to go out there and put something together to back my film up.
Well, we've had a ton of Boise State players and still do, actually, with the Cowboys. It's worked out really, really well. If someone is describing your game, are you a fast player? Are you a physical player? What is your strength?
My range, every single bit of it. I cover a lot of ground. I feel like I'm extremely fast, physical, and extremely intelligent as well. So when you put all those together and use your range and being able to be all over the field, range as in your athleticism and your intelligence, I mean, that just takes it that much farther. So being able to put all those things together and use that just works to your advantage even that much more.
Obviously, you've had a lot of wow moments since you were drafted, and you've got to see Jerry, and I don't know if you've seen a helicopter or the stadium, the facility. What has been the biggest wow moment for you where you're like, good Lord, I can't even believe this? What have you seen with your eyeballs that made you go, man, I can't even believe this is happening?
It was probably flying over here to the facility on the helicopter for sure. That was the first time I've ever been on a helicopter, and to get to do that and to go actually – to the facility of the team I'm going to be playing at is awesome.
What's the origin of the name Leighton Vander Esch? It sounds like someone who might play Thor in a movie. What is the origin of that name?
The family background, we're all Dutch, big Dutch family, pretty much 100% on both sides. So that's where the Van comes in.
Do the Dutch still wear wooden shoes, or is that like a really old thing?
No, they do that. I don't know. They originated from, I think, the Netherlands and Denmark. Came over. That was like a big thing over there. But I know they still do like parades and stuff in Iowa, because Iowa's got a bunch of big Dutch people there with that. And I know they still do like parades with the wooden shoes and the windmills and all that stuff.
All right. And why did you choose number 55?
I didn't necessarily choose it. I hadn't really thought about the number I wanted, to be honest, but they texted first at 51, and that was awesome. I kind of wanted that one, and then they said 55, and once I saw that in person and saw those numbers together and with my last name on the back of that jersey, it's awesome. So it's growing on me very fast, and I just can't wait to wear it on game day.
Well, Leighton, you sound like the right kind of guy for this team. We hope it all works out. We're very excited to have you in town, and thanks for giving us a little bit of time here on the Ben and Skin Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
There he goes, Leighton Vander Esch. I think he's going to be the next badass.
Very likable young man.
I kind of like when a dude is, you go, hey, what's your strength? He's like, well, I mean, I'm smart and I do everything. What kind of hard to narrow it down to a guy named Skin.
He's confident.
Yeah.
But still somehow humble. He's not cocky or arrogant. He seems like he believes in himself. He's put in the work to believe in himself, but it's not over the top or anything, but he's very confident.
And he's much bigger than me, I can just say, from being 3 feet away from him.
Did he pick you up and fan himself with you?
I don't think so. No. I sit there the whole time going, man, I hope he didn't look at my tweets from last night.
Well, it's like this. It's like I'm fascinated by the situation at linebacker. I like the pick. I would have preferred Derwin James, but I like that they had a plan and they stuck to it.
Yeah.
But it also speaks volumes to me about the Jalen situation. I mean, he's going to take the role that they thought Jalen was going to have, and now they have more modest expectations for Jalen. I'll have him be the Sam, and he'll rush the passer more. They won't ask him to be in coverage as much, and you know he'll continue his healing process. And maybe as this thing goes forward, maybe when Sean Lee's ready to step aside,
right?
Maybe Jalen's ready to step back into one of those two linebacker positions at that point. It's not the end of the Jalen situation, but by any means. But it just means that hey, they didn't think Jalen was ready to be one of their two main linebackers this year, which made the linebacker a massive need, which meant basically no matter who was there, they were going to take a linebacker.
And they got a guy that they clearly wanted.
And great character, you could tell.
Yeah, he sounds like the right kind of guy. Maybe we'll play a little bit of that later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.